look ahead to the season and find out what happened at Rushden today in the conference. But first, this one of many emails we've had in just this afternoon. Paul says, "Hi guys, us Chester fans have been kept in limbo week in, week out. No formal announcement about the club's fate from the BSP or the FA. It's truly shambolic. We just want to know if we'll have a team to support on Saturday. Wondered if you've heard anything." Well, fans of Chester City have been waiting to hear the fate of their club for what must seem like months. We were expecting to find out today whether or not they would be saved. Tom Jones is chair of the Chester Supporters Trust. Evening, Tom.
Good evening.
What's the latest you've heard?
Well, I've just not long ago received a text message from Stephen Vaughan himself. I did text him before to ask him how things had gone. It was quite obvious many fans of the club were pretty disappointed that no news has been coming out. So I did text him, and he has text back. If he doesn't mind me reading this out, I have asked him if I can put this out, and he said that's okay. Text reads, "Hi Tom, only just arrived back from Rushden Diamond Stadium. Met conference board there, their solicitor and FA reps. We had a very constructive meeting from which we will make a press statement in the next 48 hours. I've not spoken to Stephen, and obviously he's had a long drive back, so I hope to have the opportunity to speak to him tomorrow."
Tom, just quickly, before we get on to obviously what happens now, can you explain, just in layman terms, what is the current situation with Chester? Why do you find the club under threat at the moment?
The club's under threat mainly because, I mean, it's no secret that along with many other clubs, Chester City were in financial trouble, went into administration, arranged a new CBA, came out of administration. Chester City Football Club 2004 Limited bought the club and applied for the transfer of registration to play games. This has not yet been granted as far as we are aware. No statement has come out from the FA, no statement has come out from the club. But as far as we're aware, still don't have a registration to play. And basically, the Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs decided that they would appeal against the CBA, which I believe is what they do as standard anyway. This was successfully appealed against, and last Wednesday, I believe, was thrown out. Since then, obviously, Stephen Vaughan and his team have had to go to the FA and the conference to ask what where they stand with regard to playing in the future. We've already been docked 10 points. There's obviously a possibility we could be docked even more. There's a possibility we may not even be granted the licence, which I think would be an absolute disappointment beyond belief for many fans. I, along with many others, have followed the team. And although it's not a glamorous team, it's not a well-known team, it's our team. And like all football fans, your own team is the important one. Yeah. Basically, we're in a situation where, you know, just a few days before we're due to start our first game of the season at Grays Athletic, we don't even know whether we're going to have a football team in existence, which is, I believe, very unfair on fans, football fans. It's very unfair on football clubs.
I think that's the most difficult thing, isn't it? That we do, you know, another 48 hours. We'd heard exactly the same as you that a decision wouldn't be made in the next 48 hours, but that's going to bring you 3 days before the season. It's not just you, and obviously it's awful for your club. Banksy has written in, he says, "Feels like we're about to lose a family member, such as our devotion to the club in our hearts." Others have said they feel sick with, you know, just the weight of what's going to happen to the club. But also then on the flip side, you've got Grays, who you're due to play this weekend. They don't know if they've got a team yet to play. Alan Auger's here from Blue Square, and Alan as well. Yeah, you could be looking at the fact, in the worst case scenario, that you've got 23 teams this season.
I mean, it wouldn't look too good in all the Sunday papers to have a 23 team league and a team resting each weekend. I mean, obviously there are worse implications if you're actually attached to Chester. Just referring to the original email, I think the reason that you haven't heard anything from the Blue Square Premier is the fact that they are trying to give Chester every single chance of competing in the league this season. They could have pretty much just gone along with what the FA said when the FA said that there wasn't a licence available for Chester to be able to play football, and then very quickly reinstated a club, rewritten the rules, done something else. They are giving Chester every single chance of being able to participate in the league from Saturday onwards, and you have to hope that's the case. And also, you know, for people connected to the club, you don't want to see them go out of business.
So is it not good enough from the respect of the FA? Should leaving it 3 days before the start of the season? Or do you think, again, the FA are looking at it and think we've got to see that these financial irregularities are sorted out, that there is something in place for the club to pay?
I can't speak on behalf of the conference board or the FA. As far as I understand it, that they have given Chester every single chance. Maybe the people at the FA are dealing with other things, and you know, you don't know at which level this has reached at the FA, whereby someone can make a very quick decision and say, you know, that's okay, or we can give special dispensation on this particular case for this club because they're going into a non-league league rather than the football league.
I know, guys, you've got lots of points that you want to make, but Tom, I just want to ask, if the worst does happen and the club do go under, would you be looking to set up the likes of an AFC Chester?
An awful question to have to be asked to somebody.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that one, Tom, by the way.
You've got to think about a contingency plan, though, haven't you?
You do. I mean, there isn't a plan in place immediately. I mean, that's got to be said. But having said that, the thought of Chester City without a football club is unthinkable. Yeah. I don't want anyone to ask me that one yet.
All right,
I don't want to think about that one.
Consider it unasked.
If you had to, it would be, you can still do it. And a lot of other clubs have gone down that road and have been very successful now.
And you're halfway there having a supporters trust.
AFC Wimbledon who got rid of Dave Anderson. Sorry, you resigned, didn't you? No, but being serious, good luck, Tom, with that. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Hello, Tom. It's Willie.
Hello.
Just on the footballing side, which is obviously important, that's what the show's all about. What's happened about pre-season friendlies and managers and players and things like that?
Yeah. Well, to begin with, I mean, I must say one thing. Stephen Vaughan and his team have chosen Mick Wadthorpe as a new manager for the club. I've met him, and I must say, I was very impressed. He's a very down-to-earth type of guy. He's obviously well-respected throughout the game. And I do feel that he's put quite a good mix of experience and youth together in a squad which, you know, to be fair to him, he probably will never see play sensible competitive football until he's allowed to play in a league of some sort. And I must admit, I wonder what he thinks sometimes when he's taken on a job there, and he's going to have to be a bit of a miracle worker, I think. But the team in itself, you know, I'm quite happy with what he's done, with what he's been allowed to do. As for where we go on the football pitch itself, I think it's getting the players together is one thing, and getting them with the head held high, ready to play a game of football, competitive football, is another thing. But not knowing whether you're going to do that is ever so difficult. And I do feel for him in this way. It's not very good at all. The pre-season friendlies obviously have been cancelled. We were able to play one to get him a charity game, which is played each year against Droylsden on Saturday. But obviously, it's not very easy. He's up against it. He was up against it to begin with, and he's definitely got a tougher job now.
Okay. Tom, just one quick final word. If all is well and you're allowed to carry on, will you be happy with the current board at the club, or would you like to see a change there?
Again, I mean, you've got to say to yourself, there's a lot of fans who are unhappy. There are a lot of fans who are happy with it. You've got to be aware that. The people who do run the club are the ones who have been putting the money into the club. But you've also got to be aware that a lot of fans aren't happy with the way it is run. But, I mean, I think you find this at a lot of football clubs today, especially lower league. I mean, it does happen with the higher league as well. I mean, we're just looking at Newcastle as well. Yeah. You know, but so it does happen all the way through. But deep down, I think what the fans really are looking for is just a bit of transparency, a bit of honesty. Let's go to Scunthorpe and follow our football club on a Saturday. It's what it's all about.
Well said.
Yeah. But having said that, there is one thing. I mean, I must admit, Stephen Vaughan has always said this as well, and I remember him saying to me last year, that he did say, well, Tommy said, the thing you've got to remember is on a Saturday, this football club belongs to everybody. On Monday to Sunday, through to the following Friday, it belongs to me. And I think that he had a point there. You know, somebody has got to run it. But I think the fans would like some sort of a sense of transparency within it.
Tom Jones, thank you very much for joining us tonight. All the best of luck for the next 48 hours. He's chair of the Chester Supporters Trust. Chester fans, do you agree with all that's said? We've heard that you're going to find out in the next 48 hours yet another agonising wait for you, but that there were constructive conversations today between your chairman and the conference board. You can email nonleague@bbc.co.uk. Would you like to see a new board in place at Chester? Would you like to see the fans take over much in the same way as supporters trusts have got?